I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. 1917, two young British soldiers during World War I are asked to deliver a message deep into enemy territory that will stop 1,600 men, one of them, the soldiers' brothers, from walking straight into a deadly trap.
It's based on Sam Mendes' grandfather's stories. So he didn't actually use any authentic sources. When he was a kid, his grandfather told him the stories.
Sam Mendes is the director. It's interesting. His first feature film, American Beauty, in 1999, won 5 Oscars. He also directed the Bond movie Skyfall. He was nominated for a Golden Globe for 1917. He's pretty well respected.
He definitely is. But I tell you, here's the thing. We know actors and we know directors, but we don't tend to know cinematographers. But the cinematographer, Roger Deakins, is a rock star. He was nominated for 12 Oscars before he won his 13th last year for Blade Runner 2049. And early prediction, I think he's going to win again for this film.
It's interesting. It may actually remind some viewers, maybe Brent, of the Peter Jackson World War I documentary that colorized old footage and put words in soldiers' mouth. It looks very realistic from the trailers that I've seen.
Mendes said he was influenced by that. I think that in some ways he used that to sort of get the atmosphere.
An English cast, English film, Colin Firth as a general, probably the most well-known. Benedict Cumberbatch looks like he has a small part. The Game of Thrones fans may recognize Dean Charles Chapman as one of the Lance Corporals who sets out on this mission.
I think they tried on purpose to not get really, really well-known actors for the main two leads. We're kind of walking through this film with them. It kind of gives it this kind of, like you're a soldier with these sort of unknowns.
And talk about walking through this. You sort of get a feel. I mean, you see them going through tunnels and the cameras following them, you really get a feeling that you're there.
So it looks like it's all one take. It's not really. They use a lot of tricks to do that. In fact, some of them cutting edge technology to hide the cuts in a new way. But it really does feel like it's all one take. And in some ways, it's kind of like you're almost a video game, right? Like where you're walking through with your character and you really kind of become a companion, a good historical reminder. And it's a reminder, too, of a war that really was shades of gray. There were no clear good guys and bad guys.